VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanese riot police fired tear gas on Saturday at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in central Beirut. The demonstrations come as Beirut mourns its dead and grapples with the scale of rebuilding after this week's massive explosion. France and other countries have rushed emergency aid to Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
Tuesday's port explosion, the biggest in Beirut's history, killed 154 people, injured 5,000, and destroyed a wide area of the city. At least 18 people have been killed and more than 125 injured in southern India in a plane crash that took place when the aircraft overshot a runway. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The death toll from an Indian passenger aircraft accident has risen to at least 18. A senior official said on Saturday at least 16 people have been severely injured. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from site. The Air India Express plane was repatriating Indians stranded in Dubai due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Boeing 737 plane skidded off the tabletop runway of Calicut International Airport in heavy rain on Friday, crashing nose first into the ground. The plane's pilot and the co-pilot were killed in the accident.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan. From Washington, this is VOA News. Military officials say at least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded at an army base in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Saturday. The attack targeted a compound near Somalia's National Stadium, where soldiers from the Somali National Army are stationed. Witnesses say the vehicle passed by a checkpoint before a huge explosion erupted near the military camp. U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia is working against presidential candidate Joe Biden before November's election. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
America's counterintelligence chief says Moscow's doing a variety of things to denigrate Biden, while some people linked to the Kremlin are boosting President Trump's re-election bid. At the same time, William Evanino says intelligence officials believe China does not want the president to win a second term, viewing him as unpredictable. He says Beijing's boosting its public criticism of the president and efforts to shape American opinion. His statement comes after House Democrats complain the intelligence community has been withholding specific information about the foreign interference threat before November. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China is slamming the United States for imposing sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown in Hong Kong, capping a dramatic week of deteriorating relations between the world's two biggest economies. In the toughest U.S. action on Hong Kong since China imposed a sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington imposed sanctions on a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader, Carrie Lam. Top Democrats and negotiators for President Trump failed to reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill, as Mr. Trump on Friday said he'd be going a different way. Reuters' Gavina Garay has more.
It was a disappointing meeting.
Democrats and Republicans are still at a political impasse over a new coronavirus relief measure after negotiations fell apart on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi offered to reduce a proposed coronavirus aid package by $1 trillion if Republicans would add $1 trillion to their counteroffer. But President Donald Trump's negotiators turned that down. After nearly 2 weeks of talks that have failed to make substantial progress, President Donald Trump, who has said he would act independently by an executive order if no deal is reached, in a tweet late Friday, said he'd be going, quote, a different way.
That is Reuters' Gavino Garay reporting. Globally, more than 721,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19, while 19.4 million people have been infected. For the very latest on the coronavirus pandemic, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of the